Previously on 24.
Did you check the passport information I gave you?
I did. Confirms that Reza Nair has had contact with Syed Ali.
My sister is marrying someone who works with terrorists, and you expect me to act normal?
You could endanger yourself and your family if you let on that anything is wrong.
I understand.
George, we need you to check out a warehouse in the valley.
The substance you inhaled is, it's plutonium.
How much time do I have?
Could be as much as a week or as little as a day.
What's going on out here?
Jack Bauer says that Wald's crew is planning to blow up CTU.
Have you contacted CTU?
Bauer hasn't gotten to Wald yet. If we stop Wald's crew, they may realize Bauer turned them in.
Contact CTU immediately.
I'm never going to let him hurt you again.
Dispatch says you're reporting a child abduction.
She took my daughter.
Describe the suspect for me.
Her name is Kimberly Bauer.
It's kind of messed up. I have the police after me.
Can you get here to CTU?
Yeah, I guess so. My name's Kimberly Bauer. Tony Almeida is expecting us.
You really think you're going to take that building down with three charges? We need to target CTU anyway.
Why are you asking so many questions?
We did it, Jack.
Good job, Eddie. Good job.
The following takes place between 11 a.m. and 12 p.m.
Just blink your eyes if you can hear me. All right, look, we're going to get you out of there. Just hang tight, all right?
Look, she's bad, man. We got to get a crane or hydraulic lift or something in here now.
We have to be careful. If we pull out the wrong piece, the whole thing could come down on her and crush her. We have to do this brick by brick.
It's going to take forever. All right, let's do it.
It's okay. We're going to be all right. You're being real brave.
Shh. Come on. I don't feel very well.
We're gonna be okay. We're gonna be out of here soon, okay? All right? Megan? Megan! Somebody help me! Please, I need some help!
Hold her down.
What's wrong with her?
Hold her down.
What's the matter? Megan! Megan!
She's seizing. We've gotta get her to the ER right away.
What's wrong with her?
I got you.
Sir, we did everything we could do.
If only Bauer had called earlier, even a few minutes, could have saved those people.
Until we know more, I'd like to go over my evacuation plan for L.A. It's on your desk.
I'll call you when I'm ready to meet on it.
Thank you, sir.
I'll get right to it.
Those people are dead because of you. I wanted to tell the president.
But you didn't.
Because of you, Eric. You made sure that I couldn't get through to him.
As far as I know, Bauer never called. You're the one who spoke to him.
Are you blackmailing me?
I'm protecting the president. Lynn, whatever you know or think you know, I suggest you keep it to yourself.
Thank you.
Everything in your car, I had it cleared out, put into the ambulance. So whenever you're ready to go to the hospital.
How's it going to happen?
Excuse me?
You said it might be dead by tomorrow. I'm just kind of curious to know what to expect for the rest of the day.
There's a latent period where you'll be mostly asymptomatic, even in the most extreme cases of radiation poisoning. It can last a while.
What's a while?
Up to 12 hours, maybe longer. How do you feel now?
I want to puke.
I can give you something to control the nausea.
Thanks.
At least until the symptoms are more acute.
Yeah, like what?
Your hair will start to fall out.
I'm used to that.
You'll start to manifest gastrointestinal hemorrhaging, skin lesions, bleeding from the mouth and the nose.
Okay. So how am I going to die?
Your mental functioning will begin to deteriorate, and then you'll lapse into a coma.
Mr. Mason.
Not now.
It's the guy from your office, Tony O'Malley.
Not now.
He said it's urgent.
It's okay. Hey, Tony, what is it?
They hit us, George. They bombed CTU.
What kind of damage?
Damage reports are still coming in, but so far we got 19 of our people dead, 20 wounded, and 7 missing. Look, we're bleeding bad here, George. All of our intel on the nuke was destroyed. I mean, it's on the NSA server, but Paula wrote the decryption code, and she's in really bad shape.
Well, just do whatever you have to retrieve it.
Yeah, well, I am. That's what I'm trying to do. That's why I called you. Chain of command, remember?
Call NSA systems, people. Get them on it.
I already did, George.
Oh, good.
Look, when are you coming back here?
I'm not sure.
Well, the sooner the better.
Look, the truth is, I may not be coming back.
Why not?
Because I'm not really in a position to help out right now.
What are you talking about? Look, a nuclear device is set to go off sometime today in Los Angeles. We just lost half the people who are in a position to keep it from happening. So don't tell me you're still trying to cover your own ass.
Look, just deal with it, Tony, okay? Just deal with it, all right?
Yeah, all right.
Jack, you come with me.
All right, light her up. Let's get out of here.
Hey, Joe, it's done. No, nothing. Yeah. Yeah, I can do it. Well, give me the address. Yeah, I know where it is. All right, out.
Is that Joe?
Yeah, let's go.
Give me the matchbook, Eddie.
What the hell are you doing, Jack?
I'm a federal officer. You're under arrest. Now give me the matchbook.
Jack, you helped plant those bombs and you cut Gorin's head off.
I know what I did, Eddie. Put your right hand on the steering wheel. Very slowly, with your left hand, pass me your gun.
You know, Jack, when Joe finds out about this, you're a dead man.
Shut up, Eddie. Get out of the car.
That son of a bitch.
Who's this?
Michelle Destler, who's this?
Michelle, this is Jack Bauer. What's going on over there?
There was an explosion about 20 minutes ago. 21 casualties, the number's growing.
Why wasn't CTU evacuated?
There wasn't any time.
What do you mean there wasn't enough time? What about Mason? Is he all right?
He wasn't here.
How about Tony Almeida?
He's okay. He's helping the rescue workers.
Fine. Can you handle the situation report?
Yeah. Okay, go ahead.
I've located Joseph Wald. I'm on my way there now.
What about Wald's crew?
They're all dead.
Dead?
Just let Mason know I'm on my way to Joseph Wald's house, and the address is 221 Canyon View Road in Simi Valley.
Okay, I'll send backup.
Okay. Oh, Michelle, let Mason know I talked to Kim. She is leaving the city.
Yeah, she called here, too, and she spoke to Tony.
She did? Well, what'd she say?
I'm not sure, but I'll look into it.
Okay, get back to me. Thanks. Paula! Paula!
Is she okay?
Tony!
What's up?
Just got off the phone with Jack Bauer.
Where is he?
He's on his way to see Wald. He wanted Mason to know.
Yeah, well, Mason's checked out. But just get the information directly to NSA, all right?
Oh, and he asked about his daughter, Kim.
Oh no.
What?
She was on her way here. Look, can you check the security logs and see if she was in the building? Thanks.
Is Megan all right?
She will be. Her seizure was caused by pressure on the brain, compounded by a skull fracture.
Well, we got out in time. She wasn't injured in the explosion.
Yes, I know. From what I've seen, her head injury most likely occurred before the blast. Megan's x-rays indicate other prior injuries, a fractured wrist, several fingers that have never been treated.
What are you saying?
These injuries suggest a possible pattern of physical abuse.
You don't think I did this? You don't think I hurt her?
I'm gonna let the police sort that out.
Understand, Bill, they're limiting access. All we know right now is that a short time ago, a major explosion ripped through this government building in Los Angeles. No statement has been issued by the government regarding the cause of the explosion, although early speculation has included rumors of terrorist involvement.
As far as I'm concerned, this tips in favor of evacuation.
I assume you've all read Eric's report recommending the evacuation of Los Angeles.
The CTU bombing is just the beginning. It's only a matter of time before the questions become rumors and the rumors set off a mass panic.
Wouldn't the evacuation itself cause panic?
We can do this discreetly in stages. We've prepared cover stories.
That's a pretty tough sell for 9 million people.
General Preston assures me that the military can contain any civilian unrest.
Contain sounds rather like a euphemism, not to mention the constitutional issues.
I don't claim this will be a cakewalk.
Now, there's also a practical issue that I don't see being addressed here.
What's that, Lynn?
Our intelligence is specific about this nuclear device being detonated sometime today. Now, your report says that it would take at least 1 week for this evacuation.
It's my job to protect as many citizens of the United States as I can. If I can get even 20% of the population outside of the blast radius, that's a win.
We don't even know where the bomb is. Where do you suggest that we begin this evacuation?
My staff has ranked 10 high-probability target areas.
That's not good enough. Look, I realize you've only had a short time to prepare this. But I have some real reservations.
Bottom line, Mr. President, it protects you politically. If the bomb goes off...
If the bomb goes off, we'll have more important concerns than my re-election. Do you have anything else to add?
No, sir.
Then we're done here. Until we have reliable intelligence about where the bomb is located, there will be no evacuation. Let General Davalos know that I'm ready for him. Conference in Ted and Elise.
Yes, sir.
Sir, we have a courier.
This is Jack Bauer. I need to speak with the president right away. It's urgent.
One moment, please, Mr. Bauer.
I need you to confirm these reports and get them on Novick's desk immediately, please. Lynn Kresge.
I have Jack Bauer on line 8. He insists on speaking to the president.
Put him through, please. Mr. Bauer, this is Lynn Kresge.
I asked to speak to the president.
I'm sorry, he's unavailable. Perhaps I can help.
What the hell are you people doing over there? I gave you a 30-minute warning before that building was supposed to be hit. You had plenty of time to evacuate the personnel.
Mr. Bauer, there were extenuating circumstances. I did try to tell the president. It's more complicated than I'm able to explain at this time.
I'm sorry, that's not good enough.
It's all I can offer you.
Miss Kresge, right?
Yes.
You're responsible for killing a lot of innocent people today, people I work with, friends of mine.
I realize that. Right now, you are the best chance we have of intercepting that nuclear weapon, so I suggest you do your job.
I'll do my job. You people better start doing yours.
Dad?
Hmm.
Sorry to interrupt. I need to talk to you. It's important.
Sure, honey, just a sec. This wedding's gonna break me. So, what's the big emergency?
Last month, I was going over the P&Ls for the third quarter. I found some inconsistencies.
Look, this is about business. We'll deal with this on Monday, okay?
Dad, it's about Reza.
What about Reza?
I thought he might be the one responsible for the missing money. So I hired an investigator to do an audit.
You hired someone to spy on Reza?
I thought he was stealing from you.
And is he?
No. But something else came up. Something a lot worse.
Come on.
Okay. Reza may be involved with a terrorist.
What?
Apparently, he's been in contact with someone who finances terrorist operations. A man named Syed Ali.
What kind of proof does he have?
I'm not sure.
You're not sure?
He only called me about this an hour ago. He told me not to tell anyone, but I had to tell you.
Whatever this investigator found, there's an explanation for it. Honey, you hire a man to dig up dirt, he's gonna dig up dirt. That's how these guys stay in business.
What if you're wrong?
I'm not.
How do you know?
Because I had Reza checked out myself. And a lot more thoroughly than the guy you hired, believe me. Kate, Reza is not a terrorist. Look, I am a businessman, Kate, a damn good one. My daughters are my most precious assets. I wouldn't let either one of you get married without performing due diligence. I want you to drop this nonsense and start treating Reza like a member of the family, okay?
Hey, guys.
Hey!
I think my cousin's got a little crush on you, Kate. He wouldn't stop talking about you on the ride back to the hotel.
He seems nice.
Oh, he is.
Well, I promised Marie I'd pick up lunch. I better get going.
Well, let me take you.
It's okay. I can handle it.
But honestly, really, when you see how much she's ordered, you're gonna need another pair of hands.
Really, I can do it.
Kate. Go.
This is Mobile 3.
Hi, Tony Almeida, CTU for George Mason.
Sir?
Yeah, I heard. Tony?
George?
I thought I told you to handle this yourself.
Yeah, well, truth is, right now, if I didn't have to talk to you again, I'd be happy, but the IT people need to access the data stream Paula was working on. It's on your system, so we need your password.
Password?
Yeah.
Hendricks.
It's with an X?
How else would you spell it?
Yeah, right. Okay, thanks, George.
Tony.
What?
How's Paula doing?
Not so good. We're still trying to dig her out, but she's non-responsive.
Look, I gotta go.
Okay. Am I contagious? No.
Joe, it's Jack. Let me in.
Where's Eddie?
He's dead.
What about Chris and Scott?
They're dead too. Come on, Joe. Let me in.
I just talked to Eddie half an hour ago.
Joe, we got to do this inside. Let me in.
Eddie said the job went off with that. Out of hitch. What happened between then and now?
I killed them. They're resisting arrest. I'll kill you too, Joe. I mean it. Put it down on the table. Put it down! On the table, now! Have a seat on the couch. You killed Goran. I did what I had to find you.
Come on, Jack. What do you want?
Who told you to hit CTU today?
What makes you think anyone told me to do anything?
Because there's a nuclear device somewhere in Los Angeles set to go off today! That's right, Joe. CTU is a secondary target, a way of stopping us from getting to the bomb. Whoever got you to do this job, they used you. They set you up.
You're lying, Jack.
No, Joe, this time I'm telling you the truth. How else do you think I got to Goran? Come on, Joe, you're not stupid. Think about it. Why did you hit CTU today? Of all the days you could have, why did you hit CTU today? You weren't just told where to hit, you were told when. That's the truth, Joe. So I'm gonna give you one last chance. Who told you to hit CTU today? Open the door, Joe! Open the door! Open the door! There's no other way out of here, Joe. Thank you.
Hello.
Carla.
Kim, where are you?
The emergency room.
Where's Megan?
She's here, Carla. She's in with the doctors.
Oh, my God. What happened?
She collapsed. She started shaking. The doctor said she had a seizure because of pressure on her brain.
Where are you? What hospital?
First, listen to what I have to say.
No, you listen. You kidnapped my daughter and you attacked my husband.
You know that's not true. It's Gary's fault that Megan is here. The doctor said she had a seizure because of a head injury. Gary threw her down and Megan hit her head.
It was an accident, Kim.
Stop making excuses for him. Stop denying what's happening.
This isn't your problem, Kim.
They found other things on Megan's x-rays.
They think she's been abused. I think so, too.
Carla, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
The hospital's called the police. They're on their way. You should be here when they come.
Where are you?
St. Virgil's emergency room.
I'm 20 minutes away.
There's nowhere for you to go.
The people who gave you the information for CTU, the schematic, all the access codes, I want you to know what they're trying to do. They want to destroy this entire country, starting with Los Angeles.
Is that really what you want, Joe? Thought you wanted to give the power back to the people. Isn't that what you used to say? Who do you think's going to be at ground zero, Joe? You're not fighting the federal government.
We're talking about innocent people. How many of them are going to have to die for you today?
100,000? 200,000? No, I don't think so.
I think it's going to be a lot closer to 1,000,000 once you factor in the radiation.
What you want your legacy to be, Joe? Come on, Joe. Just open the door.
Son of a bitch. It's a funny thing about people like you, Joe. You want to blame the rest of the world for everything wrong with your life. Government's too big. They're too powerful. Well, here's a bit of irony for you.
You've got all the power now, Joe. You've got all the power. Question is, what are you going to do with it? Are you going to let all those people die, Joe?
Damn it, Joe! You are running out of time!
We are all running out of time.
Like me very much, do you?
That's crazy.
I've been working for your father for, what, 3 years now? I've been dating Marie for 2. But you and I, we never really got to know each other.
No. No, we haven't.
So then you don't know who I am.
I know my sister loves you.
Yes, she does.
Wait, where are you going? It's not the way to Brent's.
I want to show you something first.
What?
That'll only take a few minutes.
Where are we going?
I'm glittering on a little secret.
It's really getting to know each other better.
Where are you taking me, Reza?
Find out.
Tell me now or stop the car.
It's a surprise.
Stop the car, Reza.
We're almost there.
I said stop the car! You tell me where we're going.
Because I wanted to show you the house.
What house?
The house I just bought for Marie as a wedding present. I wanted you to be the first one to see it.
Simba. All right, step aside. Let's get ready to get the blood pressure. Okay.
BP's 80 over 50, gets some saline into her step.
Is she all right?
She's hemorrhaging internally. The girder staunched the bleeding, but once we lifted it off, the dam broke.
Can you stop it?
If we don't get her to the ER now, she'll bleed to death. Ready? Easy. Watch your neck there. Come on, let's go. Let's get her out, guys.
Got it.
Yeah. Let's get her. One, two, three. All right, easy. All right, set her down. Let's go. All right, let's go. Okay, okay, watch the tape. Here we go.
Well, so get a structural engineer on the phone and get him over here now. In the meantime, I have to keep people working. What's going on here?
I should ask you the same question, George. I thought you weren't coming back here.
I changed my mind.
Oh, you did.
Why? I don't have to answer to you, so drop the attitude. How bad is she?
She's bad. She's bleeding internally.
Anything you can do for her at the hospital, you can do here, right?
No, she needs surgery. We can't do that in the field.
You're going to put her under anesthesia?
That's right.
What are you doing, George?
How long is she going to be under?
A couple of hours.
Okay, then she stays here.
George, we can't keep her
here. Everything we have on this nuke has been destroyed. The only intel we have left is the database that Paula sent to the NSA, and they didn't get the code.
Well, then we'll assign other IT people to retrieve it.
She's the only one that can decrypt those files, and you know it.
All right, we'll send a programmer in the truck with her to get it.
We don't have time. I need her here, and I need her lucid, just for a few minutes. I don't care what you have to do. Can you get her conscious?
I can administer epinephrine. Maybe get her BP up temporarily.
You're out of your mind, George. You're crazy.
Tell yourself that if it makes you feel better.
This girl deserves a chance to live.
Wake her up. Now.
Sir, this is Jenny's statement to the press about the CTU bombing. I took a quick pass, but we can go over it whenever you get a chance. All right?
Were you ever going to tell me? About the 30 minutes after Jack Bauer called and the time you finally warned CTU? Man, I am the President of the United States. Did you really think I wouldn't find out? What possible reason could you have had for keeping this information from me?
Sir, I tried to tell you.
Not hard enough.
Sir, when Jack Bauer called, you were with the press corps. I desperately tried to get a message to you.
Good. Now, after we found out that CTU had been hit, you still kept from me the fact that you knew 30 minutes earlier.
Sir, you're right. There's no excuse. None.
After Jack Bauer called, did you tell anyone else? You told Rayburn, didn't you? And he was the one that wanted you to keep it from me. That's why you two were arguing earlier.
Sir, I think that under the circumstances, it would be best if I tendered my resignation.
I'll decide what's best.
Yes, of course, sir.
As much as I appreciate the gesture, I don't have time to appease your guilty conscience. But I still trust you, Lynn. And I trust you will tell me everything that happened.
What's going on? Why is she here?
We're just trying to stabilize her.
Why is Paula still here?
It was Mason's call.
She has almost no chance of surviving if we don't get her to a hospital now.
Yeah, I know.
I thought Mason wasn't even coming back.
Well, he's back. He's trying to revive Paula long enough so she can access the information she was sending to NSA.
So he's just gonna let her die?
I'm not so sure Mason made the wrong call. I mean, Paula is the only person that can retrieve that information.
I'm sorry, Tony.
It's just, I'm the one that brought her to CTU. I hired her. This job, that's all she ever wanted to do. She never even got a chance to do it.
She did.
We better get back to work.
Please come with us, sir.
Come with you where?
The president wants to see you.
You're out, Eric. Effective immediately.
Sir, if this is about...
You know exactly what this is about. You lied to me.
Is that what Lynn told you?
Lynn didn't have to tell me anything.
You can't dismiss me now, sir. Not now. Not in the middle of a crisis. You need me here.
I need someone I can trust.
I made a decision that you couldn't make.
I'm the only one who could make it. And now 27 people are dead.
Collateral damage, sir. Regrettable, but necessary, so that Jack Bauer could get to Joseph Wald.
Get him out of here. Mr. Armis is waiting to talk to him.
Okay, Joe, this is how it lays out. Tactical team's gonna be here in less than 2 minutes. This thing's gonna end in one of two ways. You're gonna either be dead, or you're gonna spend the rest of your life in prison.
I'm giving you one last chance to do the right thing, Joe. Open the door. I just need to know who told you to target CTU.
Joe, I'm out of time!
Joe, open the door!
You're a son of a bitch, Joe. Drop the weapon, Joe.
The woman who gave me the plans to CTU?
I only met her twice. The second time, Eddie took some pictures from down the block.
Drop the weapon!
It's over, Jack. I can't go back to jail.